Hello, I'm Morgan Rhodes, and you are listening to Heat Rocks. Normally, we invite a guest to talk about a heat rock, you know, fire, flammables, an album that bumps eternally. But today, it's just me and a mini-sode to cover one of my favorite music geek games to play with other music geeks. Now, as I mentioned before, I never really liked alphabet soup growing up, either because of texture or just all the letters, but I do like going down the alphabet and thinking about albums that have seen and will continue to see heavy rotation in my life. So, if you'll indulge me, we're going to do that together again today, this time with some of my favorite heat rocks that begin with the letter B. As it turns out, I have a lot of faves that begin with the letter B. So many, in fact, that I couldn't narrow my list down to just five. So today, we're going to squeeze in 10. Usually when I picture my golden years, I'm in some seaside community, rocking a myriad of turbans and baubles, shopping for trinkets, waxing nostalgic, telling the kids about when I used to do a podcast with the Oliver Wong, and playing jazz, either on the radio or at the crib. But in either place, when I hear the sound of that, it's always one of the ladies, Ella, Billy, Shirley or Esther, Carmen, Dinah or Sarah, or Nina or Nancy, as in Wilson. First at Bat is her 27th album released in the fall of 1971. The name of it, Be Beautiful.
Let's fall in love, for heaven's sake.
I came to know the work of Nancy Wilson through my late aunt Jean Bates, who loved a song of hers called The Masquerade Is Over, on an album that saw Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley, who actually discovered her, collaborating. My aunt usually played the song at the end of her parties, when everyone had gone home and it was just the kids cleaning up, and her sitting with her memories, silently taking in the sounds. A slight sway, a sadness-tinged smile, so even as a youth, I came to view the music of Nancy Wilson as the gateway to feels for folks who typically don't wear their feels on their sleeves. I still feel that way. Something about her choices, her restraint, the pauses, her signature sort of wail at the end of a note, influenced by the great Jimmy Scott. And if you check out his song, This Love of Mine, from his album The Source, you will absolutely hear the influence. What I find so compelling about Be Beautiful is its elegance and its lushness, and my Lord, is it dreamy. The fire track, I'll Walk Alone.
Each night, in every prayer, when you call, I'll hear you. No matter how far.
My heartbeat, Oh, Look at Me Now.
I'm a new girl in a world. Never knew love was like this. With a new heart, brand new start. Gonna be a Mrs. Can't Miss. So
if you like what you hear, you should definitely get this on vinyl, okay? Because Nancy Wilson is out here looking radiant in some flowy yellow garments. I'm sure the liner notes are compelling, and this is the one you want to put on a record player. Make some sort of beverage and enjoy.
I'm a new girl in a world. Never knew love was like this. With a new heart, brand new start. Gonna be a Mrs. K.
Keeping it going, we move ahead to an album that turned 45 this year. An album that I discovered on a fluke several years back in the back of a vintage store in Hollywood. Shout out to Sunset Boulevard. What a come up. The album was Blow by Blow, mostly instrumental, thoroughly fire. Classic Jeff Beck wizardry. Jeff Beck's got the whole world in his hands on this one, as usual. There's a reason he's largely considered one of the greatest guitarists in the world. Actually, for Rolling Stone's Top 100, he's number 5. No pressure. 1 through 4 are Hendrix, Clapton, Jimmy Page, and Keith Richards. For fusion lovers and evangelists, present company included, this is summer camp. Welcome, campers. And as my homegirl likes to say, favor ain't fair. And it's clear on this album that the guitar gods have shone brightly on Jeff Beck. I like listening to this with my eyes closed, particularly the fire track, his cover of Stevie Wonder's 'Cause We've Ended as Lovers. Here's Stevie's, written for Syreeta Wright, in case you're interested.
But when love has gone and passed, why does the good exceed the bad? Well, that's one thing I'll never understand. 'Cause I remember.
Stevie's is heavy, Beck's is light, but it's also magical. What he conjures up with his fingers fills in all the blanks where vocals might have been. It's so epic. And I mean epicness for a man who heretofore had bodied the rock space, the R&B space, the blues space with the Beck Group, and showed up at Fusion headquarters like, "Hello, is it me you're looking for?" Shouts to Lionel. What I love about this album is its lack of busyness that sometimes fusion elicits, and I'm saying this as a person that loves fusion. There's an emotionality about it and a patience. He's just so prolific with the overdubs and with just enough synth. It's quiet and it's pensive. My heartbeat, scatterbrain. In a word, swoon. Next up, Imani, Fat Lip, Booty Brown, Slim Kid 3, and an album released in the late fall of 1992 called Bizarre Ride to the Far Side. This album, in three words, definitely classic material. And playing it in prep for the show today transported me right back to the moment I first bought it and how heavily I kept it rotated for all the reasons, but including how much it reminded me of my hometown at a time when I was a bit homesick. It is super LA. Slang and accents, references. In my younger days, I used to sport a shag. The album had me at that point. Skits and interludes. I repeat, skits and interludes. Everyone knows how I feel about skits and interludes, plus delicious vinyl. The track Your Mama Alone is a study in bagging. Well, around LA, we called it bagging. Two of the most golden moments on the album, If I Were President and Quentin's on His Way. Comedy.
All right, that's cool. Peace, love.
Guess what, guys? Quentin's on his way.
Now, 1992 was major for hip-hop with lots to choose from across coasts and regions, but what was I bumping? The Chronic, Mecca and the Soul Brother, and Bizarre Ride. Just try to imagine how it sounded in my space having these albums on shuffle in the CD changer. Fire. And speaking of that, I think we'd all agree that the fire track is passing me by.
Now in my younger days, I used to sport a shag. When I went to school, I carried lunch in a bag with the apple for my teacher, 'cause I knew I'd get a kiss. Always got mad when the class was dismissed, but when it was a session, I always had a question.
My heartbeat though, the Herbman sampling Other Fish.
I'm with my miss, try to clear up all the mist for an imaginary kiss with you again. Not even friends, though I wish that I could mend like a tailor and be olive oil's number one sailor. I am what I am still, I fall like an anvil, she's heavy on the mind.
Rolling Stone had this to say about the album, quote, "If Dr. Dre's Cali Weed dream sometimes feels like a paranoid gangsta nightmare, this Bay Area Cruise debut, also from 92, offers a breezier, jazzier, and all-around stonier alternative, end quote. The sprinkle of De La Soul Nerd with the jazzy sophistication of Tribe, the song rap delivery like Freestyle Fellowship, and that left coast laid back made for perfection on Bizarre Ride to the Far Side sold me. Hijinks ensued from start to finish. I head nodded and I laughed. The Far Side were odd present, and they made me feel right at home. Bizarre Ride to the Far Side is a heat rock. ...1998's next, and the band with the cool name, Estero, and their debut project, Breath from Another. Good Lord, where do I start with this one? Well, first let me shout out Circuit City, because that's where I picked this one up on a lunch break and I came back hyped. All of us who love music have records in our collection that we bought initially because of the artwork. Breath from Another was that for me. I was browsing electronica and stumbled into this. This album sounds like 1998, the year of Portishead glory times, the year of Tricky Angels with Dirty Faces, the year of Massive Attack's Mezzanine. It sounds like acid jazz and drum and bass. It sounds like Brighton and Toronto. Doc Martin packs so much in this soup, which is a good thing, especially when blended with ska and turntablism and the prettiness that is Estero's voice. Ask folks about this album, and across the board, it's revered as a heat rock. And while there are a myriad of heaters on this one, the fire track for me is That Girl. My heartbeat, though, superheroes. Stay a while longer, sweet tongue of fur and feather. There is a white bird waiting for you here between the superheroes. When I heard this, I tried to process what had happened to my ears. A thing of beauty indeed. What I love about Breath from Another? Everything. Its musicality, its spin on trip-hop, making it lighter and less moody. And if I'm honest, I think Estero paved the way for bands like Hiatus Coyote and Little Dragon, and I'm glad I had the good sense to pick it up. And again, shouts to Circuit City. Wicked Little Girls was the follow-up by Estero, definitely worth checking out. 1999, the number. Michelle Ndegeocello and one word. Bitter. I am but one of many. And you've come so that I may see freedom amidst this mockery. I hold out my hand to touch heaven, tear out my grieving heart. But you come. This album in three words: love, loss, longing. Don't we all wish we could process complex emotions this beautifully? It is so swoon worthy. Piano and guitar and feels. Now, I had been a fan. She had me at Plantation Lullabies, had me at Peace Beyond Passion. But this was different, vulnerable and haunting and melodic. It was hungry and introspective. Damn, it was epic. I love listening to her love, and I love listening to her linger. Borrowing a phrase from Oliver, Michelle has on this album, quote, the benefit of hindsight, end quote. What you know now that you didn't know then. It was holding space for emotions before the phrase holding space was in vogue. Now here's what I didn't know before Bitter. The actual number of different sonic looks that Michelle had in her bag. Because Plantation Lullabies was funky, it was political, right? Peace Beyond Passion was fiery and turned up. Bitter is sublime. It's quiet and profoundly personal. I sat with this album again this morning, and the ghosts of lovers past, and my gratitude for this being made. What's the fire track? I love the rawness of Fool of Me.
Tell me why you made a fool of me. You made a fool of me. I want to kiss you. Does she want you with the pain that I do?
But my heartbeat, without question, it's the beauty that is her interpretation of Jimi Hendrix's May This Be Love and how she fills in the spaces. Bitter is a heat rock. Every genre has its pioneers, and for Broken Beat, among the architects was a group called Bugs in the Attic. I'm talking about Daz IQ, Kitey Tatham, Mark Force, Afro Knot, Alex Fonsi, Matt Thy Lord, and Seiji Squad. Now, one day I'm going to do a whole episode on Broken Beat, because I must. But for now, to sum up the genre succinctly, gumbo. Many styles, many elements, and a telltale kick beat that sets everything off. By the time we get to 2006 and the album Back in the Doghouse, I'm sprung on this genre and sprung on the movement. This album got bumped. I had a new car, the new speakers, and I promoted this. West London all up and through. By 2006, the crew had been together for about a decade, cooking up goodness behind the scenes, which included side groups and remixes. I was so dizzy with all the output, besides myself with this new sound and vibe, and wanting to tell anyone who would listen about these cats that were fusing rare grooves with fusion and staggered beats. So like Roy Ayers plus Earth, Wind & Fire plus Herbie Hancock plus Four Hero plus Swoon. That's Broken Beat, and that's Bugs in the Attic. This album has 18 tracks, and it transports you to Co-op and Plastic People, ground zero for the collective and this scene. I'm telling you, fire. And speaking of that, the fire track, Happy Days.
Knowing every day that you want back.
That one's a cult classic amongst Broken Beat fans. My heartbeat, Red Handed.
But you can't keep running away, running away, running away. Uh-huh, yeah. You stupid motherfucker. Red Handed, just another sucker. Uh-huh, yeah. You stupid motherfucker.
Good lord, that beat and Bemba Segway's vocals, I'm weak. If you want to know more about the genre, there's a documentary online called Broken Vibes. Watch it, and we will revisit this on a future episode. And now a heat rock from 2012 suggested by our very own producer, Christian Duenas. Boys and Girls from Alabama Shakes. So I think I might have heard Hold on NPR and thought to myself, okay, this is fire. I need to hear more. And so I did. And I liked the southernness, the bluesiness. I liked all that power Brittany Howard had in her voice. I liked her as a storyteller. I liked how she sang every note. I liked that it rocked. So essentially, I really liked this album. And so did the Recording Academy. This one was Grammy nominated. I had the good fortune to see the band perform here in L.A. late last year. They killed it, and Brittany Howard is one hell of a front woman. She sings And she shreds. Like, she shreds. The next generation of black women playing those chords, like Rosetta and Barbara Lynn and Stella Bass and Elizabeth Cotton and Joyce Rooks. The album was recorded in Nashville at the Bomb Squad, so you know it had to be fire. It's hard to believe that was 8 years ago. The fire track from this one, Heartbreaker.
Well, Mama couldn't tell me about the feeling. Oh, them lovesick songs. Well, they got true meaning.
But my heartbeat, the title track.
Oh.
Sound and Color, the follow-up album to this one, is actually one of my favorite records of the year. I was fortunate enough to place a track from the album on a project that I was working on. But altogether, Alabama Shakes is it.
Really ain't that different, you and me.
Next up, she's so major, and this was so major that I'll keep my comments short and sweet. Beyoncé. The album, Beyoncé. Pretty much from the moment she sang, I've been drinking, I thought, all right, let's go. I want to shout out my friend Mars, who giggled and squealed with me in absolute hype and delight over this. The sneak release of this album to date is one of the best surprises I've ever experienced. This coming from someone who typically doesn't like surprises. But I do remember thinking, are you serious? Like, a whole album complete with visuals that are great, unannounced, from Beyoncé? What's better than this? And in 2013, when the album dropped, it didn't get much better than this. This is not to say that there weren't hits that year. I'll tell you what I was listening to. Pusha T, My Name Is My Name, M.I.A. Matangi. I was listening to Disclosure, Settle. Good Lord, I was listening to Laura Mvula, Sing to the Moon. Gregory Porter, Liquid Spirit. Heaters, all of them. But with a little under 3 weeks left in the year, Miss Knowles came in, snatched us up, and finished the year strong. Like, strong. Strong. Songs plus videos, 32 tracks altogether. Black excellence. And with this album, she put a newer, cooler spin on the phrase, grown and sexy. I mean, consider my fire track, Partition.
Drive around at the partition, please. Drop her all at the partition, please. I don't need you seeing your say on her knees. Took 45 minutes to get all dressed up. We ain't even gonna make it to this club. Now my mascara running red, lipstick smudge. Oh, he's so honey, yeah, he went too far. He popped on my buttons.
So yeah, the album is so wavy, so full of vibe and realness about motherhood and celebrity and sexuality and love and swag. Iconic. H-Town Vicious. We might have been sleeping, but she wasn't. She woke up like this. Too many jams on this one, but my heartbeat, Blow.
I'm about to get into this, girls. It's for all my grown women out there.
I can't wait till I get home so you can tear that cherry out.
Turn that cherry out. Turn that cherry out.
I can't wait till I get home so you can tear that cherry out.
Like I said, this was major. Because in December of 2013, with a few weeks left in the year, Beyoncé Knowles was on top of the world, looking down on creation. Shouts out to Karen Carpenter, and she made a lot of us bow down. Beyoncé is a heat rock. And finally, let's close on one of my favorite releases from last year from one of my favorite producers. Bubba is the album, from K. Tronada.
Summertime, wake up like fire, morning for the sun come up.
his work under the moniker Ketra Damas, work that I fell into on the blogs and Bandcamp and everybody else who was spreading the word about him. He had been killing in the underground and in the remix sphere long before this one dropped, but by the time it dropped, folks were well aware of his talent and what his special touches could do to a song. For more, you want to check out his remix of Cranes in the Sky, which is fire, and also one of my favorites that I play on the radio religiously, Snake Hips On and On, and you'll see exactly what I mean. His touches included the blend of R&B and house, bringing soulful dance music back to the forefront, right at a time when folks needed a gentle reminder of the roots of dance music and the culture that birthed dance music. Bubba is such a banger with so many heaters on it, it's almost impossible to pick a fire track because I like everything. But since this is what we do on this show, I'll say I played Culture, his track with Tedra Moses, to Ether, like daily and on repeat. Got a party to this. No way not to move to it. And this is his second collaboration with Tedra. Be Your Girl was the first. Also fire, you should check that out when you get a chance. His talent, he rides so many different BPMs. And Bubba is chock full of styles and vocal talents. Man, this album has Van Jess, you got Charlotte Day Wilson, Sir, Mick Jenkins, Pharrell, Duran Bernard, etc. True fire. My heartbeat, a song called Go DJ, which sums up just about what I'll say to Ketranada when I see him. Go man, go DJ. You're out here killing.
Did you know that there's a party going on? But we're not intending to dance the night. But you have things you don't have to be. Don't be in church, you'll be okay.
Well, minisodes are meant to be short, so that's going to do it for this abbreviated episode of Heat Rocks. Now, admittedly, I left a lot on the table because I'm hoping they will be topics of discussion on future Heat Rocks episodes. Jay-Z's The Black Album and The Blueprint, Miles Davis, Bitches Brew, and one of my faves, Quincy Jones, Back on the Block. I also left out these albums from previous Heat Rocks episodes that I hope you will go back and check out. Mos Def's Black on Both Sides, which featured writer Marcus Moore as our guest. D'Angelo's Brown Sugar, we talked about that one with LA's own DJ Mona Lisa. And The Beauty in Distortion, which we unpacked with singer, songwriter, and producer, and all-around cool kid, Iman Omari. Please do touch us on the socials. Would love to hear what albums you consider Heat Rocks that begin with the letter B, or meet me next time for the C's, or any other letter you'd like to dive into. As always, we do so appreciate your tweezies and your retweezies and your general support of this show, especially now. Stay safe and in peace, and thank you for listening.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.